mutima gwaffe okubaagala bwe tuti kubanga muli ba mugaso nnyo eri Katonda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purposes of God are tied up with human beings. The things that God wants to do at this time are tied up with people like you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This dispensation, there are assignments that God has for humanity. Angels will not do them. Hallelujah.
Mm.
He says that not unto angels has he committed the word that is to come. There is a new world coming. This present world is passing away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A new dispensation is coming. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Righteousness will prevail in that world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the righteous will shine in that world. Good will not be called evil in that world. And God is laying the foundation for that world now. Hallelujah. He's laying the foundation in a people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you a few things that you may not have heard before. But I trust that you open up your heart. The Bible says that the path of the just is like a bright light. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. That's in the book of Proverbs. Your journey must get brighter and brighter. The things of the Lord must get clearer and clearer. The word of the Lord must get, you know, clearer and clearer to you. The mind of God must get clearer and clearer to you. When you become a friend of God, God begins to tell you what He's doing. That is a mark of friendship. Hallelujah. As we are today, God is shaking the nations. Hallelujah. If you watch the television, the whole world is shaking like this. Hallelujah. God is shaking the nations. And He will shake it more. But they that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. They will not be shaken. That's why God is laying a foundation in you. He's putting His word in you to prepare you for the times that are coming. So that when these things begin to happen, you lift up your head and look up. Because your redemption draweth near. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a new arrangement that God is bringing. But He's laying a foundation today. God wants to lay a foundation in your life. A foundation of righteousness. Because righteousness is what will dominate in that dispensation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whenever God wants to build, He first of all lays the foundation. He digs deep and lays the foundation. And then He begins to build. Because He wants to build something that will stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is seeking to lay foundation in you. He wants to commit certain things to you. Things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. Precious things. And hope that these things will become part of your personality. They become part of your life. They will change you from who you are into who God wants you to be. Hallelujah. In your mind, you're still a Ugandan. God wants to change you to something else. Hallelujah. So that you begin to see yourself the way God sees you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we want to talk to you tonight about the thoughts of God for Africa. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning we are sharing with the brethren how God put a burden in our hearts for Africa. Some people think that when God wants to visit, we'll go to America. We'll go to Europe. Hallelujah. In their mind, Africa comes last. But God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't know if you're black or white. The Bible says God does not see the way man sees. Man looketh on the outward. But God looks at the heart. When God sees you, He's not seeing this body. He's seeing your heart. That's all that He looks at. That is all that God deals with. Hallelujah. When a heart is prepared before God, there is no limit what God can do with that person. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you need to begin to prepare yourself. Hallelujah. God is about to visit Africa. In a way He has never visited the whole world. Praise the name of the Lord. I was telling the brethren in the morning, hallelujah, that God spoke to the children of Israel. He said, told them three times in a year, all your males must appear before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means that every man that God has called individually must have three basic experiences with God. He said that the first time is at the feast of Passover. For us, Passover represents our born again experience. That's where you start business with God. Hallelujah. It's where you make a transition from death unto life. It's where the blood is applied to you. Hallelujah. It's where you put away leaven from your houses. Leaven, which represents sin. Hallelujah. The second encounter is at the Feast of Pentecost. That speaks about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The empowerment that goes with it. And the manifestations that go with it. It is another level of your experience with God. Ushers you into a different realm of relationship with God. We call ourselves Pentecostals today. Because we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because our experiences with God are based on that arrangement. But God still has one feast left. The Feast of Tabernacles. And that is the burden that we are bringing across to you. That is the message that we're bringing to you to prepare for tabernacles. He says that the word was made flesh and tabernacled among men, and we beheld his glory. We saw God in a man, walking in a man, manifesting his personality through a man, living his life through a man. God is about to do that again today. Hallelujah. There is a glory that is coming. There is a visitation that is coming. God said concerning the children of Israel, he said, I will walk in them. I will talk in them. Hallelujah. I will reveal myself to the nations through them. And that's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that the earnest expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. God wants to be revealed in your personality. The nations will see him through you. Hallelujah. It is beyond going to church. It is beyond speaking in tongues. It is Christ expressing himself through you. When you speak, it is Christ speaking. When you walk, it is Christ walking. Hallelujah. The way Jesus was the express image of God, a people are to be the express image of Christ. Hallelujah. For God to do that, he must destroy your old personality. He will entirely destroy who you are. By the time he has finished destroying you, even your mother will not recognize you. All things would have passed away. All things would have become new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Except a corn of wheat fall down to the ground and die. Hallelujah. It abided alone. Paul said, we are not of those who preach themselves. Many are preaching themselves. The gospel is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Christ is to be expressed in the gospel. This gospel is not only to be preached from the pulpit. It is to become your personality. Hallelujah. You are to be the epistles of God. You are to be the gospel. The gospel is not something that we do. It is something that God wants us to become. Hallelujah. God wants you to become this Bible. It's not supposed to be on this pulpit here. It is supposed to become your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants you to become this. Say, the word was made flesh. This word must become flesh in you. Your neighbor must see it. Your family must see it. Hallelujah. People around you must see it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so God has prepared a word for his people to prepare them for this visitation. When Jesus was to come in the days of his flesh, God raised up a ministry. A voice in the wilderness preparing the hearts of the people. And so at this time again, God is raising up a voice to prepare our hearts. God is interested in your heart. Hallelujah. We trust that He will speak to us in a way today that we will understand. You see, that the days of ignorance, God said, I will forget about it. Hallelujah. But now He has commanded all men to repent. God is interested in a change of heart. I'm not talking about the unbeliever. I'm talking about the Christian. Hallelujah. Our hearts must change, because this heart will carry God's glory, and God will not commit His glory unto images and idols. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So before our brother comes up, I desire that you prepare your heart. Open up your heart. Hallelujah. Because God is visiting. That first feast of Passover, it was the sons of Shem. Noah had three sons. And out of these three sons, the whole nations came about. Hallelujah. It was the Jews that brought us the gospel. Hallelujah. They brought this gospel to us. But that was the feast of Passover. The feast of Pentecost was the sons of Japheth. America and Europe. They brought Pentecost to us. The gospel that we know today came from Europe and America. And we thank God for them. But there is a final feast. For this feast, God has proposed to use a people looked down upon. People are saying, can anything good come out of Africa? So that which men have despised, that which men consider to be nothing, God is going to use it to confound the wisdom of men. Hallelujah. You may consider yourself to be nothing, but the Lord is going about Africa. That the Spirit of the Lord is going forth through the earth, seeking for those whose hearts are prepared. Hallelujah. To carry this glory. I pray that you open up your heart. Hallelujah. This is not about business. Hallelujah. It's not about making the gospel business. It's about a vessel that will carry God's glory. And that is why God is sending us across Africa. Wherever we have gone, we have met a people who are prepared to drop church business, who are prepared to put away church business and church politics and fighting. Hallelujah. And all the things that have destroyed the church today, they are prepared to seek God and allow God to change them, so that through them God will reveal Himself to the nations. I pray that God will find such a people here. So the word you hear is not something we do when we come to church. It is God's power to change you. God is not a magician. When you hear the word of God, it can change your soul. It can change your mind. It can change your emotions. If you used to be a very angry man before, this word you hear can change it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you used to do strange things before, this word can transform you. Hallelujah. Peter says, silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let change begin to come to your life today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a brother comes up, I ask you to prepare your heart. Something new can happen to you today. By the time you go home, people will begin to wonder, is this the same person? Hallelujah. Say, the man Jesus, called Jesus, he touched my eyes. He told me to carry my bed and walk. That can be your experience today. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. They didn't answer. Amen. Amen. Born as if you were. Mungu akubariki. Mungu wewe akubariki. Amen. Amen. We are happy to be here. To share with you. And right from the airport, we have been so excited. Meeting Brother Wilson and Sister Joy. When we saw them, we knew God was going to do a new thing. Amen.
Amen.
And as my brother was saying, God is doing something new in Africa. Even your airport is looking very nice. The airport in Entebbe is looking so new, very fine. When we came 2 years ago, it was not like that. Amen.
Amen.
So that means even something new is happening in Uganda. Meaning that God wants to do something in you too. So don't be left behind. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us have a Bible and your notes? You have your notes to take notes. Amen.
Amen.
So make sure you get your notes ready. Because we are going to be, you know, doing a small study. You know, the days when preachers come to church without the Bible, it's over. We're just coming from Bangi. In Central African Republic. And half of the elders or the pastors in the church did not have a Bible. The apostle in the church. The Bible says apostle in the church. Didn't have a Bible. The woman, they say, received the vision for the church. Did not have a Bible. What do you think is happening? What do you think is happening? They are preaching from their mind. God is no longer speaking. They are preaching Nigeria and America. They are copying all the things in Nigeria that are bad. All the things in America that are bad. Because the church in America has failed. The church in England has failed. England is now an Islamic country. Do you know that? How many people know that England is now an Islamic country? They hate God. In England, there is now a law. If a young girl gets pregnant, she has the right by law to go and do abortion without telling the parents. The parents don't have any right over her. That is the people that brought the gospel to you. They have rejected God. And the judgment of God is coming. Now, that is what will happen if we continue to follow them. So that's why what we are doing here is very serious. Because any people that reject the word of God, they are finished. We used to be like you too many years ago. In those days, everything in our head was America. Pentecost. Speaking in tongues. Running around the whole place. No problem. Amen. Until God began to knock me on the head. God said, "My son, come and sit down. Open your Bible. I study, read." I didn't go to Bible school. And you don't need to go to Bible school. Because the people in the Bible school did not believe in Jesus. They say Jesus was not the Son of God. All the miracles were just by chance. So you don't need that. Which Bible school did Peter go to? Which Bible school did Paul go to? Which Bible school did Jesus go to? You don't need the Bible school. What do you need? Holy Ghost. That's why you receive the Holy Ghost. To teach you. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, you start running all over Kampala. And God says, sit down. Open your Bible. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we want to do today. We want to open our Bible. I remember our law. You know we have one law.
Yeah.
If it is in the Bible, you are in trouble. If it is inside the Bible, then it means you are in trouble. It means it's not between you and God. If it is not in the Bible, throw it out. But how would you know it's not in the Bible? For you to know that, you must study your Bible. Amen. So we want you to study the Bible. Go and check. And you, as you look at it, then you will see all the things that you are doing, whether it's of God or not. For example, December 31st. Is it in the Bible? Is it there? Did Jesus do crossover? Did Jesus do crossover? Amen. Did Jesus celebrate his birthday? Did Jesus celebrate his birthday? Why are you celebrating his birthday? He did not celebrate his birthday. And you make all, in fact, you won't sleep in December celebrating his birthday. Meanwhile, he was not born in December. This is the problem. He said, when he was born, the shepherds were in the field. Is it not so? The shepherds were in the field. Even in Uganda, there is a time when you take the sheep out. There is a time when you don't take the sheep out. So in Palestine, in winter, which is December, would you take sheep out in winter? When there is snow all over the place, would there be any sheep in there? So he was not born in December. Please, can you leave Jesus alone in December? He didn't celebrate his birthday. Why are you celebrating his birthday? Amen. Jesus did not tell you to celebrate his death. He wants to rule in your heart. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. We don't celebrate his death. We celebrate his resurrection. He told Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. Mary said, No. I know in the resurrection to come, my brother will rise. And that is the problem many of us have. We are like Mary, religious people. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. That's the one we want to talk to you about. Resurrection is a person. Resurrection is an experience. Every day you should be resurrected. Every day you should be resurrected. Resurrection means to go from death to life. Resurrection means to go from death to life. Amen. But many of us, we think it is a date in front. And we are going to look at the scripture, we are going to see it. So that you know that God is expecting you to resurrect. Paul said, I die daily. And I change daily. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's look at Acts 2. Acts 26. I want somebody to read for us. If you see it, you can read Acts 26. Acts 26, verse 18. Please, let's read. Because you know we are doing a Bible study, so we have to read. I want us to read. Go on, go on. Okay, you have read 18. He said, when God sent Paul to go and preach to the Gentiles, he gave him a commission. He said, go and turn them from darkness to light. He said, go and open their eyes. Go and take them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So, we are the Gentiles physically blind. When Paul went to Corinth, everybody in Corinth was blind. Were they blind? Because they go and open their eyes. Spiritual blindness. Do you understand? If you understand that, I can enter a aeroplane tomorrow and go back to
Nigeria.
If you understand what she said tomorrow, Amen. That's why we're here. To make you to know what is happening to you. When God created Adam, Adam was walking with God. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. Write it down. From verse 1 to the end. In verse 7 of that place, he says, if we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship with God. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Do you understand? Adam and God were walking in a realm of light. The fellowship Adam was having with God was in light. So Adam was fellowshipping with light. And the Bible says that God is light. and in him is no darkness at all. And that First John says that if we walk in darkness, we cannot say we are having fellowship with God. That we are not saying the truth. Because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So I want you to understand something. You must change. You must change. I must change. If I don't change, I'm going to hell. Do you understand what I'm saying, man? If you want to stay with God, you must change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not dark. There's no darkness in God. The man is born in darkness. Because Adam fell. So for all have sinned and fallen short. Adam and God were walking in a realm of glory. In a realm of light. Adam was walking in the light. Because God is light.
Amen.
But Adam sinned. And God, he died. He was separated from light. And he came into darkness. Hallelujah. He became spiritually
blind.
He became spiritually blind. Every child that is born spiritually blind. That child may be very, 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 very handsome. You wear fine dress on the child. The child is spiritually blind. Hallelujah. Any man who is not born again is spiritually blind. John chapter 1. Chapter 1. 1 to 12. Write it down, because we want you to go and check it. You see that in him was light. He said that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He said the same was in the beginning with God. He said in him was life. And that life was the light of men. Do you understand? Everybody that is born into the world is born in darkness. And Daniel said, and David said, he said, "Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, in sin." He said, "Behold, I was shaping in sin." "Behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." David was saying that when you are born in sin. Is that correct? It's correct.
Yeah.
So everybody that is born in sin. So it means everybody that is born in darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus in him was life. And that life, Bible says, is the light of men. So the only way to have light is to receive Jesus. When you receive Jesus, the light of God comes into you. And your eyes open. Your light, your eyes begin to open. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that every day, that the light in you must be increasing. That is the resurrection. That is the resurrection. Resurrection means to go from darkness to light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Resurrection means to go from darkness to light. Proverbs 4 verse
18.
Proverbs 4
18.
It says the light of the righteous is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Until there is no more darkness. How many lights do you have in this room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There is light. But there is still darkness. Do you understand? If you put more light, it will be brighter. There will still be some darkness. That's how it is in your soul. Amen.
Amen.
When you get born again, the light of God comes in. God expects you to progress in the light. As you progress in the light, the darkness will start fleeing.
Amen.
But some of us, the light in us is there. And instead of progressing in the light, the darkness is increasing. The Bible said that hell has enlarged its borders. Do you understand? Hell is increasing. The darkness in this world is increasing. So you must increase the light you have. If not, the darkness will come and cover the light you have. That's why there is HIV in the church. That's why there is cancer in the church. That's why there is sickness in the church. Because the church is not moving forward. And the darkness is increasing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says we are going towards midnight.
He
said at midnight, a cry was made. A cry was made. There was a trumpet. Said at midnight, the church is asleep. Who said that? Jesus. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Verse 1 to 12. He says, all he's saying that darkness would increase and that the church will sleep. And that there's a foolish church or foolish virgins, five of them. And then five wise virgins.
Or,
The Virgin speaks of the church. Any story where it talks about a woman is talking of the church. What is all he means that at midnight the church will be at
home.
And the things happening in the world now is telling us that we are at midnight. We are coming to a point of darkness in the world. Evil is increasing. The number of earthquakes is increasing. Remember Matthew 24.
It
says that darkness will increase. Wars and rumors of wars. Earthquakes. Famine. All kinds of things are happening. They are increasing. So he's telling you darkness is coming. And he's telling you hell is increasing. What it means that you must also increase in the light of God in you. Amen.
Amen.
So God has made a provision. And that provision is in Christ. The Bible says, the entrance of thy word, it bringeth light. The word of God, as you receive the word of God, it brings light into your soul. That's why you must study the word. You must meditate on the word of God and personalize it in your life. Because when you receive the word of God, it will judge the darkness in your heart. It will chase away the darkness. David said, thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against
thee.
Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So we're talking about darkness and light. And that is why we want to look at the tabernacle. Because it shows us how you can go from darkness to light. So, how much time do we have? I don't know. My time is not correct. It's about 7 o'clock, is it? Is it up to 7? Huh? What was that?
8.
We can close by 8. We can close by 8. Okay, what's the time now? Okay, 7 now. So we can close by 10. Okay. By
8.
Okay. So what I'm going to do today is to introduce, make an introduction. And then tomorrow morning, we will go into more detail. So, the kingdom, the Bible is telling us that there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Or the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom of darkness is represented by hell. Where is hell?
Gehenna.
Where is hell? Where is heaven? Where is it?
Yes.
Yes. Where is hell? And where is
heaven?
Yes. Who knows? Should tell us. I think we have pastors and teachers and evangelists and prophets, everybody. Okay, where? I know, where is it? He's saying, your leader is saying that hell and darkness are on earth. I didn't say it
all.
Your elder said
it.
Do you agree? Do you agree? Oh, they don't agree. Okay, you don't agree with your leader. Okay, where is it now? Okay, yes. Where? Ha! Hey! Hey! He said, hell, and this is in your hands. I am a free man. I am a free man. Because your own mouth has confirmed it. Amen. Okay, where is heaven? Yes. Aha. He also said heaven is also within him. So hell and heaven are within you. Depending on which one you like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the devil has been telling you that hell is very far. That heaven is also very far. In fact, he has convinced you that God is far from you. How can God be far from you? When he says you are his temple. Don't you understand? God said you are his dwelling place. Do you know any man who builds a house and then travels and
lives?
If God builds a house, he wants to come to his house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God builds a house, or you marry a wife, they say, okay, wife, wait. Let me travel. I go very, very far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if a man has my word and keeps my word, then it means he loves me. Say, I and my father, we will come and make our abode. He said, we will come and dwell in him. That's John chapter 12. John 12, 21 to 24. God said he wants to come and dwell in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when the man is born, he is born with darkness. He's born with a nature of darkness. Amen. And John chapter 3. John chapter
3:8-20.
It says that men loved darkness. John 3:18 says that men loved darkness. Because their works were evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So can you see what is happening? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul of man is a house where spirits dwell. If the soul of man is in hell, or is spiritually blind, which kind of spirits will be dwelling there? If your soul is dark, which kind of spirits will be dwelling there? If your soul changes and comes into the kingdom of that of God, which kind of spirits will be dwelling there now? Yes. You see, I can travel tomorrow to that place. Amen.
Amen.
If you understand that, the devil will never defeat you again. No more gossip in church.
Yeah.
No more fighting at home. Husband and wife. Children and parents. No more fighting in the church. No more competition among the ministers. Because you know what is happening. Say hallelujah. Amen. God is setting us free. Because we have not been aware of what is going on. Hallelujah. The soul is a house. The soul is a vessel. Hallelujah. If God is not there, the devil will come in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul can never be empty. How many of us remember the story of that Jesus told? He said, when an evil spirit is cast out from a man, what is the evil spirit doing in a man? Have you thought about it? Sorry. Don't be annoyed. Would you be annoyed?
No.
Eh? No. Would you be annoyed? Okay, now let us talk. What is an evil spirit doing in a man? If not that the evil spirit is dwelling in his house. Because Jesus said, when you cast out the spirit, and he walks around looking for another house to enter, and he doesn't find anyone, he said, I will go back to my house. He said, I will go back to my house. I will go back to my dwelling place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says it comes back and sees it clean and swept. Say it will go and bring many more spirits and come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must fill your heart with Christ. Because if you don't fill your heart with Christ, the devil is going to go in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man is a house of spirit.
Yeah.
You are the dwelling place of spirit. This is what the devil doesn't want you to hear. All he wants you to hear is you give God 10 shillings. And he will give you 1 billion shillings. You are in God's supermarket. You point and kill. Anything you want, you just point. And they give it to you. Your enemy will die. Your uncle will die. The witch in your compound, die, die, die. Meanwhile, your soul. Meanwhile, your soul is becoming the house of spirits. Your house is becoming the house of demons. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. No more deception. No more deception. No more lies. No more lies in this church. No more lies in this church. No more lies in the house of God. Ah,
yes.
Because God is opening our eyes. Once I was blind. Now I see. Hey, hallelujah. Once I was blind. Now I see. Amen. That's all I know. They ask the man, who is the man that made you to see? Whether he's a prophet or a healer, I don't know. All I know is that once I was blind, now I see. Hallelujah! He's opening our eyes. We have been blind for a long time. For too long, we have been following all stones. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at another one. Revelation 18. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 18. Read verse. Read it from verse 1. When you read, somebody should read for us from verse 1 to 3.
Oluvanyuma lw'ebyo, ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'afa okuva mu ggulu, ng'alina obuyinza bungi, n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti, "Kigudde, kigudde, Babilooni ekinene, ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale, n'ekkomera erya buli dayimooni, n'ekkomera erya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa. Kubanga olw'omwenge gw'obusungu bw'obwenzi bwe, amawanga gonna gakutte, ne bakabaka b'ensi ne bayenda naye, n'abatunzi b'ensi ne bagaggawala olw'amaanyi g'okukaba kwe."
Amen.
Amen.
Say, "Come out of her."
Ba-ba-mu-ye.
That's God's instruction to you. Babylon means the people of God.
Babylon is a man
who are religious.
Yeah.
He's speaking of the soul of the people of God who are opening themselves up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. Every country has a spirit that rules over it. Every country has a spirit that rules. Who knows one example? In the Bible. One example in the Bible. Only our elder knows. Other people know. Don't you read the Bible? Okay, Daniel. Huh? Daniel. Bible said that Daniel was praying. And the prince that was ruling. Said the prince of Persia. Withstood him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the angel said. That when Daniel started praying,
yes,
God answered. But the answer could not come. Because the prince that rules over Persia resisted him. Hallelujah. There is a spirit that rules over this country. And that's why we are here. God wants you to fight against that spirit. God wants you to overthrow that spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That spirit has smaller spirits that rule over the different tribes. That is spirit that rules over Buganda. Another one over actually. And the different groups. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The chiefs are the
agents.
The chiefs and the elders are the elders, are the agents of this spirit. Do you agree? Do you agree? I want to hear your voice. You see, you are not saying, you are not agreeing because you are afraid. If I agree now, in the night, they will come to kill me. Hey. You are not from Uganda. You are from Zion. When you become born again, your country changes. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Because your country has changed. You are from Zion. And you are born in Uganda. So Bible says you are a pilgrim and a stranger. You are different from them. God has sent you to deliver them. You are the light of Uganda. Jesus said you are the light of the world. So do you light the candle and then you go and hide it? But many of us are hiding by rejecting Christ. So there's a spirit that rules over the country, and a spirit that rules over your tribe, and then the big one. Who knows the big one? The spirit that rules over your family. There's a family spirit. It is called familiar spirit. Your father died from diabetes. His own father died from diabetes. His own great great grandfather died from diabetes. Your mother is divorced. His own mother, her own mother was divorced. Her own great own mother was divorced. All the six daughters in that family are not married. What do you think is happening? What do you think is happening? She is married. She is married. His sister is married. No children. Her own sister is married. No children. Their own mother is married. She had only one child. What is happening? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Familiar spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church must rise up. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Abraham. He told a lie. Say, is Sarah your wife? Say no. She's my sister. Okay now. Isaac, his son. Is this your wife?
It's
my sister. Hey. Familiar spirit. Hallelujah. It is there. Solomon had 1,000 women. 1,000. Hallelujah. David's son had problem with the sister. Incest. You know, incest is common in Uganda. But you cover it. But we are talking about it today. But we are talking about it today. We are shouting about it today. Because it's a day of deliverance. Hallelujah. Because every daughter of
Zion
is a virgin. Do you know that? Hallelujah. Every daughter of Zion is a virgin. When you become born again, all those things, God wipes it out. Hallelujah. You are a virgin. If that has been your experience, you are clean. Hallelujah. Amen. Receive your deliverance today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are spirits that do those things. So God told Abraham, if you are going to follow me, you must come out from your family. You must stop worshipping the spirit in your family. Do you know the spirits in your family? All your ancestors that died without knowing Christ. Where are they? Where is hell? Where is hell? Kabani, where is hell? Hey. So you see what has been happening to you? Those spirits that are in darkness, they are looking for life. When they walk around and they don't have life, what would they do? They know you. You are like them. The weakness they had, you have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The weakness you have, they have. The Bible says, where a tree falleth, there it shall die. When a man dies a liar, he will continue to tell lies forever and ever. The only way he can receive lies is by telling lies. That's why he said that the devil is the father of lies. He gets life by telling lies. So when those spirits want life, they come to you and they make you to do what will bring them life. And that's why there is problem in the church. Because those spirits come to you, they overshadow you. When you go and keep the festivals, when you begin to behave like actually man, the actually spirit comes upon you. When you go and do traditional marriage, when you go and submit to the culture of your village, when you submit to the culture in your family, you say you are doing family meeting, you say you are the chief in your family, or you say you are from Uganda, you begin to behave like a Uganda person, you open the door and those spirits come inside. When you have a problem with your wife, instead of opening the Bible, you start thinking like actually man. Say, yes, this is how my father has said we should do it. When you have a child, instead of coming to the church, instead of the brethren will lay hands on the child and you prophesy over the child, your forefathers will come to you in the dream. Say, this is the future of this child. So you must call the child this name. Hell. You have opened yourself up to hell. So you see how hell comes into the church. And the church is weak. Because the light in you is being quenched. Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians chapter 4. He said, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Darkness is all over. Family spirits. Tribal spirits. National spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God told Abraham, come out. You must pray from your country. You must pray from your tribe. You must pray from your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Would you hate your family? You will love them with the love of God. Hallelujah. You will love them with the love of God. You will tell them by practice and by loving them that I'm different. All you young people, you must tell your parents. By the change in your life, that you are different. Your Christianity must not be by the mouth.
Biakamaka.
When they look at you, they say yes. This one is different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they are doing their festival, they don't expect you to come. Because they know this one is different. You are not dressing like them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are different. They won't expect dowry from you. You know that one is different. That one is different. In their mind, this one is lost. This my daughter is lost.
Yes, we are Sasula.
Yes, we are Sasula.
So in their book they have cancelled that
one.
No dowry from Rachel. Okay, I have 5 daughters. This one cancelled. This one is a Christian. This one is a Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when it is time for marriage, they know already. So would there be any problem? They will not give you a list. Because they know this one is different. But if you have been deceiving us, you are becoming here to be dancing like this. Then marriage comes. Marriage comes. You can't meet them. You can't meet your parents. They say, my church people say they don't want to pay dowry. It's not option to go away. Close your mouth. Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian? And you cannot talk. Because at home you are not a Christian. But you are a Christian in the church. Hallelujah. That's why it's difficult. If you are a Christian from today, it will be very easy. Because they would have cancelled their name. They said, Dare, no, cancel. Dare, cancel. Because this one is a Christian. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When it is time for burial, when it is time for burial, they say, cut your hair. Everybody in the family will cut their hair. Nobody will talk to you. Say, don't go there. Don't go there. Because that one is Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't hide. Show them that you are separate. He said, come out from among them and be separate. Hallelujah. That is the church is doing. So wherever God born, wherever you are born, you are there. In whichever tribe you are born, or family, or country, thank God for it. God has a purpose for you, so that through you the light of God will shine. Hallelujah. See, you are the light of the world. God has anointed you to be the light in this world. The Bible says, if you bind the spirit, say, whatever spirit you bind on earth, whatever spirit you bind in Kampala, will be bound in heaven. But one question, can you bind a spirit you are submitting to? Answer. Can you buy a spirit you are submitting
to?
John chapter 8 says, say, you are servants to whom ye obey. Anything you obey, that thing is your master. Don't you understand? You cannot submit to the spirit of Uganda and then you buy the spirit of Uganda. You cannot submit to the spirit in your family, then you come now and buy the spirit. That's why you must come out. You must separate yourself. Separate your family. Separate your mind. Hallelujah. And when you say, I bind you, spirit will run. Say, resist the devil, and he will flee. But if you are submitting to the spirit, you are feeding the spirit. The spirit is feeding fat from you. You are behaving like a Ugandan man. Behaving like actually man. They wake up one morning. They say we should bind the spirit in our church. So I want to bind the spirit. They say, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Who are you? And they will jump upon you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must repent. We are going to pray this night. We are going to repent from submitting to this spirit. Hallelujah. God wants us to repent. To come out. Separate ourselves. And when we separate ourselves, say, I will come to you. I will come to you. And I will fill this house with glory. And he says the glory of the later house will be more than that of the former
house.
The later house is the church. The former house is the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, it was a physical temple. And the glory of God came. The glory of God fell in the temple of Solomon. The glory of God was there. The Bible said that they couldn't even preach again. Because all the house was filled with the glory of God. The Haggai says that the glory of the later house, the glory of this later house will be more than the glory of the former house. Hallelujah. Amen. So today we are going to say, God, come, let your glory come. Let your glory come. And when those brethren were in the upper room, the glory of God came. Fire came upon them. We are going to ask God to bring his fire this evening. Are you ready? We say, God, bring, let the fire come. Let your glory come. Let your anointing come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before that, you must repent. You must make up your mind. I will come out from my family. I will come out from my tribal spirit. I will come out from the national spirit. Hallelujah. You ask God to clean you. Let that blood of Jesus wash us. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is even here. If you open your heart, that blood will wash. Say you cleanse us from all sin. Say if we confess our sins, say he's faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we don't have any sin, he says we lie. We are not saying the truth. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's stand. Let's stand. Brother Bere will come and lead us in a prayer. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. As we open our hearts to them, they are full of power to drive our spirits from our lives. When Jesus said he will build his church, said that church will have one characteristic. Say the gate of hell will not prevail over that church. Hallelujah. Hell has a stronghold. Hell has a gate. Hallelujah. It has a power. But there is a people over which that gate will not prevail. Hallelujah. You are that people. As we open up our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is calling for repentance from the church. The church has not been able to, you know, shine forth as light because it has been submitted to darkness. But God is speaking a word to his people today.
He
says, arise and shine because your light has come. Hallelujah. There is a word coming to the church today that is carrying light. If we open up our hearts to this light, it will shine in the darkness of our hearts, and the darkness will not be able to prevail again. Hallelujah. Somewhere in the book of Revelation, yes, chapter 12, you see there was war in heaven. Amen. This heaven includes the heaven of your soul. The dragon is fighting. Hallelujah. It has been ruling there before. Hallelujah. But an army has risen up. Michael and his angels. Hallelujah. It was this same dragon that prevailed in the time of Daniel and resisted God's people. But God raised up Michael, and deliverance came to God's people. Hallelujah. Whenever the ministry of Michael comes up in the church, deliverance comes to God's people. Hallelujah. This is the hour of deliverance. A church will arise over whom the gates of hell will not prevail. God is raising up overcomers. These spirits have prevailed over the church. You know, yesterday we were talking about what happened in Kenya. Hallelujah. That country went into bloodshed because the church submitted to the spirit of the land. Hallelujah. A time came. We were in Kenya before the crisis.
And this was the word we brought to the church in Kenya. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must separate yourself from the spirit of your tribe. Because these are real spirits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when the crisis came, the Kikuyu tribe, for instance, the Kikuyu tribe went to the grave of their ancestors and began to call off spirits to prepare for this trouble. The other time they did this was during the Mau Mau, you know, uprising, when they invoked these spirits to empower them to fight against the British. Hallelujah.
Mm.
And so when these things came up upon the land, Christians began to identify by their tribes. They said, my people have said. And they began to submit. These spirits now have power over them. So that Christians will take unbelievers and begin to point out the house of other Christians. Say, this one is not of our time. People they shared communion together with. People they broke bread together with. Inside the same assembly, when the chiefs were down, they now said, this is another tribe. Hallelujah. Only Christ can bind us together and break the walls of partitions. If we submit to the Spirit of Christ, He makes us one. There is neither no Greek, no Jew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the spirit of our tribe divide us. This is the problem of Africa. He said, Christ, God has made of one blood all men. He says, we have drank from the same cup. We are one. You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and drink of the cup of devils at the same time. And so, if the church must recover its authority, we must come out from among them and be separate. He said, I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. This is the bane of Africa. This is the trouble in Africa. It is because of this Africa has remained backwards. Because we have worshipped our ancestors. But light is coming to Africa. As we step away from these things, the darkness is passing away. And the true light is shining. Light has power.
Light in man.
When it comes in, darkness must flee away. When you meet your brother, it is the spirit that divides. It's Christ that unites. Hallelujah. Even among churches today, there are divisions. Hallelujah. Because of spirits. Hallelujah. We, as long as we operate under different banners, we will be divided. God wants to bring us under the government of Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that you'll understand this. It's a very deep mystery. Hallelujah. The church has not been able to overcome because of this situation. We trust God as we continue with this ministry. Light will begin to come. You begin to see who you are. That spirit said, who are you? Is a question you need to answer. You need to discover your identity in Zion. Hallelujah. The Spirit say, I know you. You are Buganda. Hallelujah.
It's what I know you. And it is my Oga that rules over that place. So how can you come to command me? Hallelujah. He said, I know you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray that God begins to open our eyes. The first step is repentance. Every one of us must take a position tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must take a position with Christ. Who we are in Christ is greater than who we were in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Our identity in Christ, we must discover it. Only in Christ can we have victory. Hallelujah. As the church begins to arise, it says that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise in you and His glory shall be seen in you. This is the hour of light in Africa. See, the people that dwell in darkness, unto them great light has shined. Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord. He said, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Renounce them. Today is a starting point, because this repentance is a process. As you begin to open your heart before the Lord, God will begin to show you practical areas in which you have been submitting to the Spirit. Every day as He shows you, you repent from it. You renounce it, and God begins to lift you up. As we continue to repent and turn to the Lord, veils will be taken away from our faces, and light will begin to shine upon us. He said, I have chosen you to open the eyes of this people, to turn them from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us begin to talk to the Lord at this hour. It is time to open our hearts to the Lord. It's a simple thing. Hallelujah. As we need to recognize the areas of our lives, our brother has spoken, where we have been submitting. Ask the Lord, open my eyes tonight. Open my eyes tonight. Open my eyes tonight. I want to see. I want to see. I want to see you. I want to see the true light that lightens every man. The true light that lightens every man. Shine in my heart. Reveal Christ to me. Only when we see Christ and submit to Him, we can renounce every other god. You see, there are many gods, but for us there is only one God. Ask God to shine the light into your heart now. God has been speaking about light and darkness, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Ask that the light will shine tonight. Ask that the light will penetrate tonight. Every dark area, that the light will shine through. The Bible says it is the light that reveals a thing. The light reveals a thing for what it is. Sometimes a man is doing something, but he does not know that thing is darkness. But when the light comes, it exposes the darkness. Ask that the light will shine tonight, for this is what the Lord is saying to us. Let the light shine tonight. Let the true light shine tonight, that the darkness might flee away. That the darkness might flee away. Just ask the Lord tonight to release light. You must know for yourself. You must see for yourself. God must reveal it to you personally before it can be of any meaning to you. Just ask for light tonight. Hi. Let the light shine. Jesus. 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 Let your light shine. Let your light shine tonight. Let the eyes of your people be open tonight. Let the eyes of our understanding be anointed tonight. Open the eyes of our inner man tonight. Let the true light shine. Oh, hallelujah. Pray and talk to the Lord tonight. That this word you have heard, the light might enter. The entrance of this light giveth, this word giveth light. Oh yes, Lord. Jesus. In the name of Jesus, send the light. Send the light. Oh Lord, Jehovah, send the light. Into our soul, in the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light. Oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into our soul, in the name of Jesus, send the light. Send a light, oh Lord Jehovah, send a light into our soul. In the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, oh Lord Jehovah, send a light. Into my soul, in the name of Jesus, send a light, send a light, oh Lord Jehovah, send a light into my soul, in the name of Jesus, send a light, send light, oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into my soul, in the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into soul. In the name of Jesus, send. Make that your prayer tonight. Send the light, oh Lord Jehovah, send the light into my soul. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light. Hallelujah. Friend, I want us to pray tonight. This time a prayer of repentance. Let's acknowledge before God that we have submitted to other gods in ignorance. We have yielded unto other spirits, and the gates of hell have been prevailing. But that today we are turning to the Lord. Today we are turning to the Lord. Today we are renouncing the unfruitful works of darkness. We are renouncing these gods. The Bible says the God that have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish from under the heavens. Just begin to talk to God. Come to Him in repentance. If we have been submitting to these practices, it has been giving the devil power over us. It has been blinding our eyes. It has been causing our lamp to, you know, wax dim. It is causing the light to go out. Just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, I am sorry. I acknowledge my deeds. I repent of them. I turn away from them. I renounce the spirit that has been ruling over my life. I repent of submitting to the spirit that rule over this land. I come to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. I come to submit to the headship of Christ. Talk to the Lord tonight. Talk to the Lord tonight. It is the hour of deliverance. Something is about to happen. Repent. Just talk to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Let's open our mouth and let us talk to the Lord. This is a very serious matter. Ask the Lord to turn your heart. Ask Him to turn your heart. Ask Him to turn your heart. Let the light come in. Let the darkness pass away. Let the spirits of darkness pass away. Renounce them. All other spirits that you have been submitting to, today, tell the Lord, I renounce them. I reject them. And I turn to you today. Ask the Lord to show you your identity in Zion. Hallelujah. Just talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord tonight. Pray, open your mouth, begin to talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Has come. The hour has come. The hour has come. The hour has come. Let your name be glorified. The hour has come. Let your name be glorified. The hour has come. God wants to glorify Himself in your life. As these spirits get out of your life, the Lord wants to establish His government. He wants to establish His throne in your life. He wants to rule this land through you. He wants to establish His government in this land through you. Begin to open up your heart to the Lord. Invite the Lord again to fill your heart, to fill your soul, to take over your minds, to take over your emotions. Invite Him to come into that and begin to take charge. Make an invitation tonight. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thou hast come, Thou hast come, Thou hast come, Thou hast come, that your name be glorified. Thou hast come, that your name
the hour has come.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you said the hour has come. Men came, they said, we want to see Jesus. And you lifted up your hands and say, Father, the hour has come. Men want to see me. They want to see you. The hour has come. He said, except a corn of wheat fall down to the ground and die, it abideth alone. Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it will abide alone. But if it fall to the ground and die, it will bring us for much fruit. We pray tonight that every Ugandan in this gathering will fall to the ground and die, and a new harvest will come of a new generation, a new people in the image of Christ. When men look at them, they will see you. We will see Jesus in these ones gathered here tonight. We will not see their tribes. We will not see their nation. We will see Christ. Lord, visit your people tonight. As we have come in repentance before you tonight, as we have come out of our families, as we have come out of our tribes, as we have come out of our country, he said, in blessing I will bless you. I will make you a great nation. Lord, restore the nation of Christ. Restore the kingdom of God. Raise up a new generation that will reveal Christ to the nations. We pray tonight, Lord, that you respond to the prayers that have been prayed here tonight. You will respond to the cry of the heart of your people. As we turn away from darkness, let your light shine. Let darkness pass away. Let darkness not prevail. Let the kingdom of God prevail in our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we leave this place, continue to speak to our hearts. Show us the various areas that we need to turn away from, that you will fulfill, you will perfect, you will complete that which you have started. We bless you, Lord God Almighty, that a generation will come out here, the gates of hell will not prevail, darkness will not prevail, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
See. Oh yes! God.
I live in just because he is.
yandala mukama sebe sala ya